Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and joining me in the studios for another Castle Country Focus, I've got Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm great. This is the favorite part of my day.
You know what? I believe it.
It's a good time.
I mean, when you get to come in here and hang out with me for a little bit.
Absolutely.
It doesn't get any better.
Well, you know, I learn a lot of things. I learn who to root for in football.
It's true.
I learn a lot of good stuff.
This is a very good place. Right. We just got done talking about hair tips. Lots of good stuff going on here at the Castle Country Radio Station. So I'm glad that you enjoy it as much as I do.
Definitely worth a trip.
Well, Sheriff, this is the time of year we're all getting out. I mean, summer is a couple weeks away. Kids are out of school almost. Trust me, I can sense it. The kids are starting to get a little rowdy. They're ready to be done.
Yep.
That means road trips. That means getting out, going and doing something, going camping, going on vacation, which means we need to be safe.
You know, it's travel time. That's right. And this time of year, according to the Highway Patrol statistics, there have been 45 fatalities on Utah roads, which is 15 more than there were last year at this time.
Wow.
So, and over half of the vehicles pulled over by the Highway Patrol so far this year have been speeders. So I would say let's slow down a little bit. Take the time to wear your seatbelt. Buckle up. I think a lot of times in fatal accidents, their seatbelts aren't used. So wear your seatbelt. Take your time. Enjoy the scenery. You could get there faster if you speed, but you'll for sure get there if you don't.
You know what? Honestly, speeding is not going to get you there that much faster.
It really doesn't. How many times have you gone through the canyon and you had someone fly by you and you get to Springville and you stop at the stoplight and there are two cars ahead?
Right. It absolutely has happened multiple times. And you know what? I don't know. Tell me your thoughts on the legend that Utah drivers are a little more lead-footed than anywhere else.
You know, I don't think so. My opinion, Idaho drivers are. That's been my experience over the years.
Well, this is definitely a time. I mean, definitely don't speed. Take your time and wear your seatbelt. Like the sheriff just mentioned, 15 more fatalities.
15 more, and that's a significant number. And you know, just a little courtesy goes a long way. If you pull up to an intersection and you can let someone else go, let them go. You know, I mean, the high school parking lot, don't get me on my soapbox, but that parking lot is crazy. If every car would let one car go ahead of them, it would work out great. But everyone's trying to jam into the one little spot to get out, and nobody gets out.
Right, exactly. And you know what? We see it all over the place, not just the high school parking lot. I mean, it's definitely, we're all in a hurry. But you know what? We live in Carbon County for a reason. We have the luxury of taking our time.
That's right. And distracted driving is dangerous as well. You know, this time of year, the motorcycles are out. I've been seeing a lot of motorcycle enthusiasts out riding, especially on the weekends, it seems like. But make sure you're paying attention to what's around you. You would not want to run somebody over.
Right. But a time where we don't necessarily have to worry about being courteous drivers and pedal to the metal. It's coming up, Demolition Derby.
I'm so excited about that. So the rules are out. You can get the rules at Tire King. You can call the sheriff's office. We can get you the rules. But it's going to be a good time this year for the Demolition Derby. I think there are four different classes of cars, and we should have a lot of fun out there. So if you want to get that aggressive driving out of your system, that's where you can go to do it.
This is the one time it's going to be okay. You can do that. So people still have time. I mean, it's not until August.
August
12th. So we've got plenty of time to build a car and be in it.
Yep, lots of time. It took me about 3 weeks to build my car last year. So you have lots of time to build a car. It's not that hard. We've made the rules simple so that anyone can build a car.
Well, make sure to head on over to Tire King and get those rules today. And as always, incredible prizes up for grabs.
Yeah, it should be a good, I don't remember how much the cash is this year. It was around $15,000 last year. So.
Wow.
So yeah, there'll be a good amount of money to be made.
Well, before I let you scoot on out of the studios, Sheriff, let's talk about the golf tournament that's coming up.
Ballard Golf Tournament, June 24th is the Ballard Golf Tournament, and you can sign up for that as well. It goes to a good cause. The money this year is going to the school board for local stuff here with our schools.
Which is always fantastic. I mean, I think that if there's one area where fundraising efforts can always be utilized, it's in our schools.
Absolutely. That's the biggest bang for our buck, and what a good time to do it. I mean, you get out in the golf tournament, it's a blast. It's fun to golf. They have the dinner and show after, and it's a good time.
It is. It's an all-day event, and for the amount that you pay to register a team, you definitely get your money's worth.
Well, and I'm just going to throw it out there. I have a ringer on my team this year. Bodie Salas is golfing on my team. So we're going to win the tournament.
So you're taking the cake.
Yeah, the rest of you are just playing for second. But hey, there's good prizes for second.
Don't let that deter you. Second place is always great.
That's right.
Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
No, I just wanted to let everyone know, just be careful out there. Our kids are still standing on the side of the road waiting for the school buses. And with the warm weather, they're excited and running around. Let's just keep our eyes open in the mornings. So.
Definitely keep an eye on those kids. Not only the warm weather, but they're antsy. They're done. They are finished with school in their mind.
They are so
they don't want to be on the side of the road anymore.
Yep. I hear it from my teenager all the time. She's like, Dad, I'm like so ready to be out of school.
Right. And you're like, well, still, you so have to go.
Write it to the end.
You're so not done yet.
Yep.
Keep going. Well, Sheriff, as always, it's a pleasure to get you into the studios, talk a little bit about what's going on in the community, and really great tips always that you're throwing out there for residents to kind of remember. We get in a hurry. It's easy to do, but slow down.
Slow your roll. Yep.
Yep. It's the place that you need to go is still going to be there if you slow down.
That's right.
You're going to be fine. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus with Sheriff Jeff Wood on Castle Country Radio Stations.